Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Let me read first from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. I'll read from verse 11, just a few verses there. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. The next verse is equally important. Maybe I should just read it. It says, I give thee charge in the sight of God. That's serious. Who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that you keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. I stop there. But what got my attention here particularly is that it said, oh, you man of God, flee these things. Then the next verse says, fight the good fight of faith. I'm bringing out courage, as it were. Praise the Lord. And I thank God I'm talking to men. For the women who are here, you can always apply it. You know, it's applicable and it will work for you in Jesus' name. We've heard it described for women and it was courageous too. I discovered that talking courage, the one scripture that really, really talk courage, as in courage in the Bible, is Joshua chapter 1. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, it is called God's lecture on courage. Praise God. I say, praise the Lord. Amen. And I realize that when God wants to lay emphasis on something, he takes time by himself to teach it. You really want to learn faith? Go see how God handled Abraham, the father of faith. He picked him from when he knew nothing about faith. And in his dealing with him and in his discussions with him, you will learn faith. By the time you are concluding, you know that indeed Abraham is the father of faith. And there's a reason the Bible calls him a father. That means that you are the originator, or rather, he starts with you, and many will take you from you. So the faith that we exercise today, just go back and study the life of Abraham. So in the same way, we find him teaching courage here. Or you want to go to John chapter 4, you find him teaching worship, as it were, with the woman at the pool of, well of Samaria. And there you hear, you see God, you see his heart as far as worship is concerned. Almost immediately you begin to understand that when the music fails, and what?
Drift away.
And I simply
come, longing just to bring something that is worth, that will bless your heart.
You'll get the nitty-gritty of this in just chapter 4.
I'll bring you more than a song, for the song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, to the way things have been. You're looking into my heart.
Oh, I'm coming back.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship. Well, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you. So today it's all about him too. Well, I'm coming back to the heart of courage. And it's all about him too. So I want to read from Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses, his assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. Okay? As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites and to the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. For to these people you will divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may prosper. That you may prosper. Okay. That you may prosper. Yeah. Wherever you go. God was speaking. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The next verse, then Joshua commanded the officials, action. Against all odds, action. Let's talk courage, church. Is there a reason? First, what is courage? What do you think courage is? I have dictionary definition here. I'll read it after two people have told. I've tried to tell us, or have told us what it is. If you just strike it, I won't read it anymore. It will be useless. What do you think courage is? You don't need to define it. You may describe it. What is courage? Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you. You got it. It is feeling the fear and doing it all the same. Do what must be done. In spite of the fear. I'll take one more. Yes, sir. Okay, I'll just take. Yeah.
Courage is about determination.
Determination. Thank you. It is determination, as a matter of fact. Presumption to continue. I'll take two, just two. That's all right. Praise the Lord. So that's courage. But let's look at this setting closely. Moses, my servant, is dead. If we start from there, we can come up with why God, we begin to talk courage here. But first of all, the amazing thing is this. If I ask you the question, who is coming to who here? God is coming to Joshua.
Yes,
come on, talk to me.
Yes, sir.
So who is defining what's to be done? Who is appointing who is to do it?
God.
Who is assuring that it shall be done?
God.
Uh-huh. And then he turns to Joshua. He says, I haven't appointed you. Be strong and be courageous. So what that tells us quickly, whatever courage is, it's inevitable in life. You can see the design of God. You can see he designed it, he made it, he appointed, he ordained. And he said, can I tell you a secret? Be strong and be courageous. Check your neighbor, because we can't afford to sleep now. In the name of Jesus, you can't. You can't. Maybe I should give this up front. In Jesus' name, not an empty bragging, you will make it in life. God will be satisfied with you in the name of Jesus. You will not disappoint God, you will not disappoint man. I say in the name of Jesus. So can I advise you? Relax. The essence of this meeting is to tell you that there's a place of relaxation in Christ Jesus. Please relax. More so, when you look at the horizon today, suicide rate has never been this high. I think even in the history of man, it's a universal thing. Hello? And when you look around, is it economic problem you want to talk of? Political problem? What about religious differences? Too many things happening at the same time. And you haven't seen trouble until you see someone that you thought, hey, this is a big man right there. And the man says, please, I don't know, I have nobody else to go to. Please, no fuel in my car. I don't know where I'm going to get money to give for my children's meal for tonight. Please. And you look at the person over. And you turn back. And the first thing that wants to happen to you is tears. What is happening? And you know what makes it worse for this gender? We don't talk. We keep quiet. We hold it in for a long time. And after a while, you think the best thing to do, or they think, not you in Jesus' name, the best thing to do, let me just take this life out, the life that you didn't create. What will make a man think that way? Hello? Pastor, I have no job. My wife has just been laid off. We're not even thinking of rent right now. It's food. Rent? Ah. They've given us second and third ultimatum. We just hope that God will just do something. That's all. I say, okay, I hear you. And so I begin to understand why this is very, very important. And the truth is this, psychologists will tell you that people of faith are able to handle pressure like this, like the times we are, than the other side. No, you've got to study, you see. But the issue is not just to be able to stand the pressure. The issue is to continue to forge ahead. In spite. Is it possible? Of course. And that's what we're here to discuss. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So let's go back and look at the setting with Joshua, as it were. Can you put verse 1 there? And that's why I went back to read Paul to Timothy. He said, you man of God, flee this thing. And I said, fight. And if I come back to Joshua, God says, you have to be strong and be courageous. Now, after the death of Moses, can I stop the servant of the Lord? Can I stop there for a while? If you were the one assisting Moses, and God came to you after Moses has died and says, you are the next one to do this, how will you feel? See, naturally speaking, if you have never had to stand before a crowd before and you are asked to go stand there, you know how you feel? How much more to lead a nation in crisis across a trap, the Jordan? Your very first assignment. So let me quickly remind you some of the things that Joshua was thinking. Moses. Moses, that when there was no water and people were almost dying and they started crying, Moses just took a little bit of, took a time, some steps away, and turned and spoke with God. And when he came back, Moses used his rod to strike the rock and water gushed out. When they were complaining of food, Moses just took some steps aside. After he came back and said, God will give you chicken. And chicken came from heaven. When a confederacy of kings gathered, all Moses will just Jesus recess with God. And when he will come back, in fact, when it looked like we could, I felt the fire. When it looked like we could not even, we were trapped. Moses said, Joshua, you'll be the one to lead. But you see, because Moses said it, I was shivering, but because Moses said it. And he said, you know what he said? He said, I'll be on the mountain. Until the war is won, I won't stop praying. Moses said so. But these were terrible, terrible enemies. Never lost a battle. And Moses stood there. And when he would get tired, according to what I heard, Aaron and Hor, he didn't let them go. He said, they should assist him. They would hold his hand. And he held up his rod. He said, my rod is up. I won't drop it until you come back. And because Moses said it, I went. So he now said, I should take his place. When it looked like we were going to perish in the Red Sea, we saw the Egyptian army right behind us. The Red Sea was in front. There was nowhere to go. It was a hopeless situation. Moses stepped aside, came back and lifted his rod. The sea fled before Moses. Then God came to me and said, you know what? I'm promoting you now. Moses is not coming on the scene again. Moses is mine, you are mine. So I've taken him. So come on, step over. Which step over? So I should face Red Sea. I should face the Amalekites. Wait a minute. So you can understand why God lectured on courage. Come on, is somebody here with me? So can I make the first point? You will never see courage except there's an assignment. There will never be courage. There will be no need for it. In fact, it will not even arise. Hello. Praise the Lord. Is somebody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
There will never, we won't talk, why do you don't need to talk courage for anything? So how does that apply to us men? Let us make mine our image and let them have dominion. That's an assignment. And when it comes to marriage, I'm not even talking to you. He said, you know what? Submit yourself to your own husband, talking to your wife. Say, because he is the head. That's an assignment. Okay. Pastor Taiwo, that's an assignment. Thank God I'm not a pastor. I'm a printer. That's an assignment. Hello. If there is no assignment, there will be no need for courage. So that takes me to sit under this section. Say, what is it? Then what about assignment? We make me begin to talk of courage. The fear of failure. Will I be able to succeed? You know, maybe because I like to think sometimes, that's the way God has made me. When I first got married, some thoughts were coming to my mind. So what thought? I was saying, okay, so I will get married. I will enjoy my wife, she'll enjoy me. So children will begin to come. Then it dawned on me immediately. There is nothing from me that will maintain life in any child. Can you imagine you are helpless? You just have to trust God. Then I asked myself the question, so then the child will go to school. How will he learn all these things? When that began to bother me, he asked me a question, said, how did you learn? Okay. And the child will succeed? Yeah. Okay. Now, please don't blame me. God was making me to begin to realize that life is about assignment. God will never do anything for doing sake. Is somebody hearing me? And so that explained why, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, he spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. Can I have second verse? Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, remember in the morning we were talking about the master of turnarounds. And we came to a place by the grace of God. And I said, every time God wants to address you by assignment, he says, arise. Yeah. You remember when Lot separated from Abraham? Come on, talk to me. He really had no business being there. The proxy blessed him. And that's why the truth is this. Be careful how you associate. You can't prevent it rubbing on them. And if you will not associate because you don't want your blessings to flow there, you'll be shortchanged. You yourself will be shortchanged. You understand what I'm saying? So in other words, an occultist cannot be my best friend. The Bible doesn't even allow that. We can relate in some areas, maybe business, maybe what. The Bible doesn't say I shouldn't do business with him. But it doesn't mean I should share the best of my life with him. I share the secrets of my life with him. No. Doesn't mean I should take him to my bedchamber. No. No. There are some things we call covenant. Covenant consumption, covenant manifestations happen in my bedchamber. Don't take anybody who does not respect covenant into your bedchamber. God will be upset with you. Remember when that king comes, he went to show off, brought the king of, is it Babylon or so, and then show off what he acquired. God said, you are a fool this night. The same people he showed came to wipe out the country. Yeah, every time God wants to talk relative to your assignment, arise. And so when Lot, who shouldn't be there, had come, and by proxy, he had become big too, he did not know his limit. His headsmen started fighting for Abraham's headsmen. Instead of him calling them to order, he was feeling too big. He enjoyed it. And Father Abraham said something. He said, let there be no strife. Take what you want. If you take care, go ahead. If you take care. The not too smart man made the first choice. Now, where I'm going is this. The Bible said, after Lot had separated, then the Lord came to Abraham and said, arise. So now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan. See the way God spoke it, said it. Go over this Jordan. That will take a miracle. So we can see that miracles with God are normal things. Please follow me, because you will report miracles very soon. In the name of Jesus. You will come back in a testimony. In the name of Jesus. They won't be few and far apart. They'll become the normal lifestyle. That's the covenant lifestyle anyway. Oh, I just feel the fire again. Praise the Lord. So he said, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan. That would say, go read the account of how they crossed Jordan. It was even more dramatic than what happened at the Red Sea. He said, look, Moses, tell them to go forward. Lift up your rod. And the sea fled. He said, this time around, tell the Levites, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, let there be this distance between them, because you've never gone this way before. If it's a miracle, it's never happened before. I'm saying miracles are about to begin to be your normal lifestyle. In the name of Jesus. How will the world know that you're a Christian? When what scares them scares you, where they fail, you fail. I'm not saying that there will be no challenges. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But let's go on. You and all these people to the land which I am going to give them, the children of Israel. Hallelujah. You see, and the thing about assignment is this. It's always about people. Come on. But the average man, I'm talking generically now, the average man is selfish. It's about him. It's me, my, and I. Even when he's married, it's like, no, this is my own. This woman, I beg. If it's assignment, it's about people. Hello. Hallelujah. Now, watch the next thing. Every place. Assignment. Every place. If it's God's assignment, if God is involved, if God is in charge, and is the one appointing and ordaining you, can you see that there's no room for selfishness in the life of a man? See, the first thing to realize or to discover when you're discovering your manhood is that you are here for people. You are here for God and people. Your praises will be sung. Your legacy will be talked about decades after you are gone. Why? You stood in the place of assignment. Many men live their lives pursuing significance. Don't bother yourself. Fulfill your assignment in Christ Jesus. It's taking a little, but never mind. We are landing safely in Jesus' name. In this meeting. In the name of Jesus. Let me assure you again, in the name of Jesus, I'm not bragging, in the name of Jesus, I say you are entering another level in your Christian walk. The Christian walk is, look, is laden with the miraculous. It's a supernatural life. I remind myself when I sing, there is power in the blood of Jesus. I look, this is the basis, the blood of Jesus. May I never forget in Jesus' name. May I never forget in Jesus' name. Some will preach against it, that look, what are you making? I said, please leave me alone now. Everybody according to his understanding. And when I read from the book of Hebrews, I think in chapter 12, there about, I said, you have not come to Mount Sinai, but to Mount Zion. That Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling. I say, what's it on? Conclusion. Praise the Lord. So every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you as I said to Moses. First of all, what this means is simple. I have defined the assignment. You are going to cross this Jordan. Arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people. Can I declare in the name of Jesus, you will cross your Jordan. Yeah. With ease, the way God said it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Whatever has been militating against you knows, he knows, and they know that when the Creator is speaking, they have to obey. The Bible says, every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus is Lord. And Jesus says, come do this for me. Or rather, let me even correct it. Assignment is not what you do for God, it's what you do with God. What you do with God with your life. So Jesus said, now do this with me. And then some creature, something made, he said, I will stop you. Ah. Oh, my show. What a pity. Let me use this language. By fire, by force. You will pass over. He said, what do you mean by fire, by force? I say, if the lion does not fall for you voluntarily, then the gates will fling open. In the name of Jesus. You see, where did it happen? Ask the walls, the doors, and the chains in the prison where Paul and Silas were locked in. Not only concerning Paul and Silas, every prisoner was set free when you're on assignment. And so what are we trying to say? Can we define this assignment and know it properly? I know that. That I'm married. So you think I should carry it and kill myself? No, I won't kill myself. It's an assignment with God, with my life. And when God gives assignment, you always hear something like this. Every place. There's an assurance of victory. Except it's not God. Shall I stop or shall I continue? Because I know that there are issues in this hall. And I know, because my joy is heightened. You say, why? Because as many, as numerous as they are, is the same way that they will be turned around in the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus. Because we are dealing from covenant to covenant. We're operating from the covenant of the blood of Jesus. And we're returning all the glory to him. In the name of Jesus. So don't be afraid that because nobody made it in your family and because nobody has a job in your family today, you are all going to die. Please be assured in the name of Jesus Christ. Just listen attentively tonight in Jesus' name and let the Holy Ghost do what only him can do. You will return. Amen. With the testimony in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every place throne of refuge you tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. So in other words, when he called Moses, he assured Moses. Did Moses win? Of course. So, come on. Be at peace, Joshua. I said it to Moses, he won. I'm saying it to you. Every place the throne of refuge you tread upon is yours. The next line. Then he described geographically. No man. So defeat will come when you are out of the place of your assignment. If you are in the place of your assignment and you are conscious of the fact that you are in the place of your assignment, hey, please follow me. No man shall be able to stand before you. That's the English of then. If it's today's English, no man will be able to stand against you. No man, no creature. You know why? It's God's business. And God is involved. But because he has given man dominion, he has chosen me. And that's why you always see God use the word, I have chosen him. I have chosen him. I have chosen you. He said that, look, I chose you. You didn't choose me. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life as I was with Moses. Back to Moses again. Now, why would no man, why would everywhere your source of faith will tread upon, you will capture? And why is it that no man will be able to stand before you against you all the days of your life? Why? He said, because as I was with Moses. Praise the Lord. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Praise the Lord. Can we go back again to this assignment? Remember where we're going. We are talking courage here. And I haven't even said anything about courage as such. I haven't said much about courage, rather. We're just building to it. When we get there, we'll run quickly. Maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But see, there'll be no courage. There's no talking courage if there's no assignment. Hello? That is, the devil will never bother you if you are not doing the will of God for your life. No, he won't bother you. But when you strike it, trouble. The mistake Joseph made was that he was able to discern it quickly in life. And then he shared it with his friend, with brothers. And the devil came through them to stop him. The devil always tried to stop you. He will always try to stop you. He will always try to stop you. The thief comes not but for the key to steal, to destroy. And so don't feel it any strange. When you see the devil trying to stop you, don't feel any strange. Just know clearly that he cannot stop you. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere the source of your feet will turn upon, God has given for your possession. And no man will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Pastor, you are telling us theory. Please follow me. This is the story of my life. Honest, this is the story of my life. Pastor Tao, what's the secret? You know, when I was in university, when we go to read in the library, I would look to God. God would just carry me to heaven to go and study in heaven. It's a lie. What's the secret? What is the secret? The grace of God. What's the secret? These things that you are hearing, I was hearing and I'm still hearing, and somehow by his grace, he encouraged an application in my life. And the little that I could put to use, they produced result. So I am what I am by the grace. That's why I'm confident that sitting here, let me keep quiet. Sitting here today are people, what we say, it was in that meeting. In the name of Jesus. We sit down in church, we say, look, what are we doing here? Except that he has blessed us enough to give us the grace to know him and pull us close, and he loads you so that you can go load others with him. That's all. There's no blessing of God that will not make you a blessing. Except it's not from God. God won't bless you to keep and no. He will bless you so that you can become a blessing epicenter. So God blesses you so that many people will touch this God through your blessing. Every blessing of God. The blessing of long life, the blessing of good health, the blessing of good looks, the blessing of strength, the blessing of wealth, the blessing of fame, the blessing of wisdom, the blessing of favor, every blessing of God is to become a blessing to many people. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Now, the key now, because now, how do you now generate courage? You see, we are still going down now. God doesn't just say some things. Yeah? No, see, everywhere you go, because it's my assignment, and because I chose you, and because, now you know why, I'm with you. You will capture things easily. Amen. Any opposition against you will suffer. But don't look for trouble. No, it's true. No, God knows I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling the truth. Don't look down on any man. Don't brag over anybody. Don't be prideful to anybody. Just face your assignment. And see whether you will not rule that sector. Write it down and ask me tomorrow in the name of Jesus. We have examples in this church. God bears me witness. I'm not bragging. Those who are fountainers know. From nothing. On Father's Day, you know, we normally shift our Father's Days by 1 week. Our Father's Day was last Sunday, right? Hallelujah. Last Sunday. I was tired. A group of young men came and said, they've been talking to me. I thought you were joking. Say, can we honor you as a father? I said, what do you mean? They said, Pastor, please, we have paid and we have invited ourselves from far and wide. Half of them are still here, half of them are scattered all over the place. And I said, Pastor, 6 o'clock. We couldn't make 6 o'clock because Pastor Namti was ministering somewhere. We got there at 7. We were there until almost 11 p.m. And I was looking at them. And they started talking. It was very emotional. And I was wondering, I said, remember you said this? I wouldn't remember. God knows. Remember the time this happened? Pastor Nobanjo was there, Pastor Fred was there. And I looked at all of them and, And they mentioned some who were not here, some abroad. So when I was saying thank you, I called them all and I just, what am I saying? As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Please write it down. When God gives you assignment, he gives you himself. Believe you me, he gives you himself. Let me just go on this line. Remember the unbeliever Cyrus? Isaiah chapter 45. How is he addressed in the Bible? Cyrus, my what? My anointed. He was not even a covenant child of God. Why? There was a divine assignment for Cyrus. To Cyrus, my anointed, whose right hand I am what? Holding. You will find no man shall be able to stand before you in that same verse where it says, every valley before you shall be filled. Every mountain shall be brought down. Every short gate be flung upon. When God is involved, please follow me closely. I'm sure you know what I'm saying. You know what you're saying? I have no poverty. We know poverty. Yeah. But the truth is, when certain knowledge comes to you by his grace, it lifts you. Believe it takes you from one place to another. And nobody has a monopoly of this knowledge. And God is no respecter of man. So, how do you acquire or how do you develop this courage? Because courage is not needed except on the spur of the moment when suddenly you are stared in the face by your assignment and you see the size or you see an opposition. That, oh my goodness. But you see, when God enrolls, when he enlists you, there's no going back. So the fact that you are born a man is enough. You will make it in Christ Jesus. I'm not just talking having money. Money is just a manifestation of what God has done with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. God's presence. I still want to deal with this a little bit, but then I'll come back to it. The next line. I'll come back to this. Please remind me. Then he says, be what? Strong. Be what? Strong. Be what? and be very courageous. Now we are beginning to call courage. So how do I develop this courage? Number one, God's presence. See, let me tell you something that works very well. If I know that God has called me to do this thing, always make sure that in doing it, you encourage his presence. Hello? My children, my wife, my job, my friends, always know that when God assigns you, it's a, it's a collaboration. If it's a collaboration, then anytime I'm there at the point of assignment, I say, you are welcome, sir. I make sure that I am conscious of who he is by the grace of God. Once that is in place, forget the rest. Rest he would never have parted if God didn't step in. And I said to myself all the time, and I've said to the church several times, I said, see, the mistake we make is that when we come to a place where we face an assignment, or when we're in an assignment, or we face some major problems, we think God has called us to do it by ourselves. No, God never at any time expected you to do it by your strength. Never. Never. Moses, what's in your hand? When he picked that rod, that was it. Disciples, please stand in Jerusalem until you are filled with the Holy Spirit. Here, David. David said, look, the one thing I will never make mistake of not having in my life is his presence. He said, no, let the whole world come against me. One thing I will seek for. To do what? To dwell in your presence. Daily, what? Beholding your face and making inquiries in your presence. That's the secret, man. I beg you in the name of Jesus, I'm not getting you the formula of how to make one plus one and make 100 million. So it may not be interesting, but believe me, this will give you beyond 8 million, beyond 100 million. This will give you sustainable fulfillment in life, whether it is in health or wealth or in fame. You know what somebody said? He said, when you lose wealth, you lose something. When you lose friends, you lose more. When you lose courage, you've lost everything in life. And that's why when God has set up the thing and set him, look, I am behind you. No man can stop you. You will possess everywhere your soul will pop on. He said, you know why? Because I am with you. So now hear me. The fact that I'm with you does not mean that you believe it enough to go and win. This is how you believe it. Be strong and be courageous. Know that I'm with you. Hear David again. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? God is with me. It's only leaders that face such problems in life. Leaders who are confronted with, how am I going to provide? How am I going to keep? And let me tell you quickly, if you're a man, the mandate is dominion. How do you pursue them? Tending and keeping. You are expected to keep. How do you keep? Ask David again. When I'm put in charge of the animals, of the cows, of the herds of my father, and I was the only one there, the last boy in my family, I will stay there alone, and the lion will come. Lion will come. Who am I waiting for to defend the place? Who else has an assignment? My brothers who are on their beds at home. You are the one in charge. The life of a man is a life of in charge. It is. Come on, you know. But you know. And the earlier you understood that God didn't ask you to do it alone, but with him, the better. Stop pitying yourself. No one likes me. No one gave me. No one. He says, but I will never leave you or forsake you. What else are you looking for? When I understand that men will look for me, in all humility, giving God all the glory, and they're looking for me today. That's not to say that you won't face troubles. No. He said, when you go through the water, not if. When you go through the fire, not if. So what I'm saying is, by virtue of our creation, we are not the type that will bury our heads in the sand and deceive ourselves. We acknowledge problems, but we do not shy away from confrontations. And so David said to you, I went after the lion. Hallelujah. David, lion. Bigger than him. I'm in charge. God is with me. I went after the lion. So I pluck him by the jaw. I I picked the teeth out of his mouth and I smote it dead. David, when you know who has sent you and ways with you. Hello? Can I tell you the secret of ministry? Whether you are praying, singing, dancing, teaching, preaching, please understand that you are creating a place for his presence. Did you hear me? You have the privilege of standing before the people. What you are saying and doing, let it create his presence. Let it open the door for him. The moment he enters, you will speed supersonic progress. But if it's my ability to teach, you will leave and say, wow, the man can speak English. The man has insight. Insight is not the same as his presence. There's nothing wrong with insight. Is somebody here with me? Do you know why your family will stand out and be different? His presence. Hello? Wow. Talking about his presence, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about his presence. David mastered that in the wilderness. Come on, are you here with me? Are you here with me? And so, when suddenly, in the battlefront, he was on errand. Whatever he was doing to activate and sustain that presence, he was still doing. We're not told. But we discovered in the Psalms, he was a worshiper. And where you worship him, his presence will follow you. So whether I'm dancing with my wife, let it be an act of worship. Whether I'm rebuking my son, let it be an act of worship. Carry him as his speed. And so he was on errand. And Goliath came out. Hey, I defy the God of Israel. And he saw everybody ran. Where is leadership? Who is in charge here? So he was under the rock running. Who is in charge? Who is the leader? Say, what will happen to the man that killed this one? Hear what Saul said. He said, this man has been a warrior since he was young. You are but a youth. He said, sir, your servant keep the flocks of his father. And when the lion will come and the bear will come, said, this one, this is an infidel. He's an uncircumcised Philistine. You know what he's saying? I operate from the covenant. This one doesn't have the kind of covenant I have. Hello, is somebody hearing me? One man of God says, until you have killed lion and beard in the wilderness, God won't give you Goliath to kill in the public. But now is your time to kill the public Goliaths. And I'm saying God is no respecter of persons. So where does courage come from? His presence. So if I do anything that encourages his presence, I am certain. Hello? And so he says, be strong and be very courageous. So David will mean him to be like, come on, stay in his presence. After all, the only assurance for Joshua is, I will never leave you like I was. I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Go for it. And when I know that is his work, like Tim was saying, he said, anything you have is God. When I know that, Yokukere, I just spoke in Hebrew, I said, it's small. And so three times he said it. Only, look, if you don't have any other thing, please hear me. It's my own side to define the assignment. It's my own side to choose you. It's my own side to be with you. It's my own side to define your territory. It's my own side to give you victory. The only thing I need from you, be strong and be courageous. Never be chicken-hearted. Even in the face of problem, be strong. Hello? I found myself in very dear situations that I knew that was beyond me. Oh, several of them. And when everybody has jumped away, when I turned away, I said, God, I'll try. When I try to think, wait. I say, no, I'm not going to think. Worship. Put the music playing. Or put the word available and be reading the story that is interesting to you. You are tired, but you are still reading until you do. Then just quickly. So if you go to bed, you wake up. You are the only one around now. So quickly, just put your, just sleep there. I'm sure you know I've seen troubles in my life. I've seen trouble. Don't ask for my trouble. I beg you. Ask for my blessings. You know, those 5 years between when Pastor Zimba passed and I remarried, ask my children. I didn't do it deliberately. In retrospect, I'm looking at it now. Ask my siblings. You count the number of times I slept on the bed. Let me tell you, my brother. My living room upstairs became my library. Everywhere was books. I was sleeping between, I wake up, my bedroom, books on the bed, and on the ground. I was sleeping between the books. I wake up. I didn't even know that days were going. But it's because you are strong. No, I wasn't strong. I'm telling you, it's in retrospect now. I didn't know what I was doing. When Namcha and I got married, he said, wait a minute. Where is your library? Tape, book. Can I be frank with you? Birthday gift of 3 years that were not opened. She was the one that came to open them. Father's Day of 4 years that were not touched. She was saying, what kind of man? I said, so how did you get sustained? In retrospect, now I see his presence kept me. And what did the outside world see? This strong man that's still going. That's what God will show them. But he is the one behind it. You hear his statement? Can you imagine? In this country, it's not the first one to say that. When is it but Godman, when he came, said, look, so you can't. I said, how did we get here? Pastor Taiwo is a genius. Even the architects will laugh at you. When they're saying I'm a genius, and I don't quickly say, hey, they will just sit and say, this man. I'm not joking. The builders will laugh at you. But when you begin to ask them, beginning from Pastor Bartley there, to Brother Shoebo here, Major Rowe, Brother Mahmoud here, come on, yes, Pastor Fred, Pastor Nabanjo, when you begin to ask them, Pastor Sayo, they count the cobbles, and they were the one designing and building and marshalling everybody moving. They are here. How did you get there? Can I be frank with you? If we don't say Jesus, and the skills and the anointing he gave them on assignment, we don't know. Even the money, we don't know. Ask them, Pastor, hey, we need such amount. I say, hey, God bless you. When they call the money, I say, I'm afraid to even go and ask them in the account. I say, hey, how much? Hello, Aishi. Now, can I tell you this? You are not just God's project, you are God's son. Anybody can run a helter-skelter, not you. At the time you were without God in this world, now you are a son. You belong to the commonwealth of Israel. The Americans, the Russians, the Jews are not better than you anymore. God will treat you like he would treat Jesus. But there's something you got to do for yourself. Be bold. Be courageous. So how do you define that? Trust him enough to take the first step. Pastor, okay, I hear you. I'm looking for a job. And God knows I need a job. I cannot do it. Why don't you just talk to God? Why are you doing what everybody is doing? I've seen it happen in Nigeria. I've read it before in Kenny Copeland's newsletter, but I've seen it happen in Nigeria. It's happened to people that I know. There are some experts we have today in church. They never trained in the area. They were volunteers. They were volunteers to do it pro bono. That is with no money. And after a while, you're like, please take money for transport. We can't pay you. We'll get a job. God will bless you. And now they're mastering this thing so much, and then their training is open to them. They go do training. They say, okay, try. And when that person's now, can you feel in? Oh, my goodness. And that person now is promoted and gone. I said, please stay. At least you know the job. And the next person coming, we call it 300 naira. You, 300,000. We with 100,000, I pay. We are still, you see, we are all managing. You know, they will stay. Can I be frank with you? I've had secretaries that are secretaries today to the richest people in Africa. They never secretary before until they secretary me. When I say richest, I mean richest. That's exaggerating. For goodness sake, I would never. I don't want to mention names, that's why. Somebody was a volunteer there in your department when you were head of department. And a certain organization was looking for somebody in that department, somebody with that kind of. She didn't train there, she was just volunteering to do that. That wasn't her area of core competence, publication. And she was there, she never wrote anything for me. They edited everything, and but she was part of the team. And when she appeared there for interview, they interviewed her, she had some skills. Where are you coming from? She got the job. They paid her double. What would pay anybody like that here? So don't write yourself up by saying, I don't. There are many ways. The next thing says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. But you do what? Meditate day and night. Can I say something quickly? Nothing happens in the kingdom of Jesus until it is first declared. Please. When I was a youth copper, my daddy was retired living in the north. I shared it with them yesterday. And then NPC then was tough. Influential fathers were, said, go and meet your dad. I just laughed. Go and trouble the old man. He didn't know anybody in Lagos. He was a civil servant and retired in the north, and he remained in the north. I go home and I keep on praying. God help me all. My mom used to say in Yoruba, and they taught me the scripture, you are my refuge and my fortress, my very present help in trouble, I know nobody. And at the time in my family, ladies and gentlemen, my brother, the firstborn, tried so much. We're 10, I'm number 5. My twin sister and I, 5 and 6. So now that I'm going to copper, I had an assignment. I was going to be paying the school fees of all of my siblings. So I had to just get this job. It was the last minute, the last day. I went to check, say hi. You know, after you finish, there is this deep allowance they will give you youth call. So I went there, said, give me this stuff. I left it until that. I said, but look, this, I applied. So you didn't apply, everybody's applied. I said, I did. How come they treated everybody didn't treat you? I said, I don't know. You didn't follow up. I said, I followed up. Follow up meant that you have gone to your dad. I said, no, I followed up. I don't know how to follow up. But I said, well, I'm sorry. But hey, take your envelope. Give me the envelope of the money. I was going away. I said, well, I know. God, help me. Don't know, but help me. The man said, come. Mr. Okoya, come. I came back. Said, there's an envelope for you here. Yes, sir. It was from the window. He took it and gave it to me. I opened it, offered an employment. I said, yeah. I didn't know that song then, but I sang something like that. And I was jumping. I was jumping. Guess what? Because I always thought God would help me. And then I would tell my mates, I said, in Lagos, and you are staying in flat, I'm going to stay in a house. He said, in Lagos, you are dreaming. I will plant trees everywhere in my house. I dream. When I was ready to get a house, I was looking for a house for where I didn't have money for flat. A carpenter was building my chairs. And I'll claim my money, I'll give him more than half every year, every month. And so I went to my brother and I said, I'm looking for a house. Pastor Deniji. He said, I have one small house I'm building somewhere in Ogba, in one corner there. It's in Boys Quarters position because I want to build in front of them. So go and look at it if you like it. I went. It will afford me to stay in my own compound. What does it matter whether he's in the Boys Quarters position? So I came back to him. I said, I don't know how much you are going to take. He said, fix the price. Jesus Badura. God answers prayers. I said, hey, my salary was 437 naira, basic. The allowance is about 1,000 naira. I was open in NPC, but that was good money then. It's been years old. Fountain is about 20 years old now or more. I worked in NPC for 12 years, so I'm talking of almost 35 years. He said, this man is not as young as he looks. Grace of God. You are a project in God's hands. Your future is bright. You are the genius of your time. You say, why are you talking this way? How can the Holy Ghost be in you? How can your body be the temple of the Holy Ghost? And you won't be. Everlasting wisdom. You carry it around. That's why people will marvel when they see what you bring forth. Hey, I feel fire. So I said, sir, I was shy. I said, 120,000. I'm sure he was happy. He said, I'll bring it. I'm sure he was thinking, I hope this man will come and tell me he's going to pay 20,000. He wouldn't have been able to say no. So, and that was how. And I went to Ibadan to visit my brother, the professor. I was coming. One day I saw in Ibadan, I bought trees and flowers, 20 kobo, 15 kobo, 10 kobo. I packed them in my new Passat. And I used to fly on the Ibadan Road. I just bought Passat. It's Kalom. Yeah. Yes, now. I came and I planted them to the glory of God. If you go to that part of Lagos today, that compound still stands out. It carries the grace and the presence. Can I tell you today, I have to stop, I have much to say, stop. From today, in the name of Jesus, God knows I'm telling you the truth. Let me tell you what God is doing. Wait. God is trying to raise a critical mass that will know who they are in Him. Otherwise, how will Nigeria be delivered? How? So you can imagine when my testimony is flowing this way and yours is flowing that way and his is flowing that way, many will come to say, how are you doing it? Jesus, we have an inroad in all these places. So hear me, from today, in the name of Jesus, anywhere you are involved, we carry a signature. And that is the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Whether it's your marriage, your children, your health, your endeavor, your vocation, your ministry, anything you are involved in from today, in the name of Jesus, it will carry a signature. People will meet and come in, they'll collide with you or interact with you, and when they leave, they say, there's something. It will be defined by victory. In the name of Jesus, by favor. In the name of Jesus, by supernatural wisdom. In the name of Jesus, it will be defined, come on, by promotions. In the name of Jesus. Because if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. Every new day, in your area of core competence, we discover a new creativity. In the name of Jesus, I say Jesus will forever be glorified in your life. He why he has made you a peculiar person, a royal priest, is that you will show forth the excellencies of God. I say from today, in the name of Jesus, the pettiness that keep men down, we see you and flee in the name of Jesus. Petty envy and jealousies, petty fights, petty lusts and greed, petty pride, they will see you and bow in the name of Jesus. You know the way he dismissed, or rather sent him on his journey, Gideon, the angel of his presence that came to him. When the man complained and complained and complained and complained and was like, come on, chicken hearted. By the time he finished, said, look, I'm sent from God to talk to you. By the time he finished, he said, now, say, you go in this, your might. You mighty man of valor. The person that was just complaining and was shivering, say, you are a mighty man of valor. Can I say the same thing of you right now in the name of Jesus? Because in Christ Jesus, you are complete. Come on, in the name of Jesus, you are complete. I say, in Jesus' name, you are complete. I say, in Christ Jesus, you are complete. Uh-huh. So go in this, your might. In the name of Jesus. No blessing is withheld from you. Every spiritual blessing is yours. In the heavenly places. That is what controls the physical realm. God has finished your case. The trouble you saw last month that you thought would be the end of your life. I mean it, and I'm not saying it as a cliche. In the name of Jesus, you turn back and thank God that it happened. I say from today, go forward. In the name of Jesus. You know what he said to Jeremiah? He said, do not be afraid of their faces. You will accomplish everything I'm asking of you to do. Can you see God's nature? Wow. I conclude by saying this. He says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Right? And he said that the just shall live. And then he said to Timothy, Paul was right, he said, do you know that faith is a fight? He said, fight a good fight. What does that tell you? Life is a battle. And you have won. Amen. By faith in the name of Jesus, you have won. Amen. I say from today, you have won. Amen. The most difficult part of everything is the first step. In the name of Jesus, you will always take your first step. Amen. In spite of anything, you will. Amen. David said, I walk through. I acquire the shadow of death, but though I walk through, I'm not so frightened that I come. I walk through. You cannot be stopped in the name of Jesus. No man shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. Neither is anything created able to stop you. You are a man in the name of Jesus. I say in the name of Jesus. He says, now be a man, you man of God, be a man. You know, I was reading something, he said, come on, what scripture was that? He said that you should be a man. He said, now be a man. And I read again, I said, this is interesting. Everywhere God, he wants you to be like him. It's not for him to turn back. Again, Paul was right, he said, we are not of them that turn back to perdition, turn back to water. Once God has launched you, you are on. When Jesus says, cross over from here to there, and they got in the mist, we were not told that they turned back. There was fire, there was storm, there was trouble, but they didn't turn back. And Jesus stood there and he watched them struggle, but they never sunk. When he saw, after a while, he rose up, because he will never leave them nor forsake them. He came walking towards them on the sea. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. In the name of Jesus. I say from today, even your local assembly will ask you for advice. Your pastor will be glad that you are part of the church. Your wife's family will be glad that you are a son in their family. Your parents will forever be grateful to God that you are a gift to them. Nigeria will be glad that you are a Nigerian. Your neighborhood will rejoice that you are part of them. In the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.